up a Monday, last day of September, which means we'll be checking in with Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec, later on this hour. Find out what's coming up in the month of October, but hey, we got to get our talk round going like we always do with my favorite little Monday spark plug, Katie Robber, in here from the Chamber. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Weekend was good.
Weekend was great.
Everything.
It was fantastic weather. A little warmish for the end of September, but
we'll take it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, because the middle of January, we're going to think back and go, boy, wasn't it a nice September?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, homecoming week, that's just one thing that I can think of, but you've got your Chamber list over
there. I have
here,
so a list.
I'll let you dig into it. Yes.
Yeah, homecoming. All week they're doing homecoming things. Mm-hmm.
They're celebrating. They're celebrating.
Yep. There's a, but the most important for the community, 10 a.m. parade on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's when it starts. And the football game starts at 1:30. And there's tailgating. And I know, I think on Thursday night, there's a bonfire. There's just, check out their website because they have a whole list of activities and events that are going on at ndscs.edu/homecoming.
Go black and red.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go Wildcats. And then also celebrating this entire week is Healing Arts Chiropractic. They have been in business for 5 years.
Seriously? Wow, time flies.
I know. It seems like yesterday they've just opened.
They opened, yeah.
So they're celebrating all week. They're going to have snacks and prizes and tickets to the carousel for the kids. And so pop over there, congratulate them, pat them on the backs.
I got to get them back in here. That was always a great interview because it's so
they're
groundbreaking,
good.
The stuff they're doing. Yeah.
Yep. So get yourself adjusted.
All right. Yeah, absolutely.
I know what you got to do. Also on Friday, this coming Friday, there's a citywide garage sale going on in Breck. Friday. Actually, it's Friday and Saturday.
All right.
Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 3. So, you know, if you need looking for a kitchen table. Now's the time.
Now's the time. Always pretty well attended, too.
Yeah.
Got a lot of people showing up.
And then Saturday, in addition to homecoming, there's a pumpkin painting and pastries from the United Methodist Women Bake Sale. It's 910 Main Street in Breck, 9 to 11. So get your caramel rolls. And then Sunday, the Figure Skating Club, it's their kickoff open house from 4 to 7. You can sign your children up for skating or your adults. We'll put together an adult class. That's no big deal. So they're having a big kickoff. I know there's cookies and, you know, free skating. Try it out. So
always something going on.
Yeah. So, and also on Chamber News.
Chamber News. Got to get to that.
Yeah. So we have a new promotion sort of kind of going on.
What are you up to?
Yeah, I know. So around the businesses, each business, I think there's going to be between 4 and 5 businesses each week that are going to adopt a skeleton. I know. And they're going to dress it up. And then they're going to take pictures. And then we're going to post them on social media. And then the week of October 28th through the 31st, we're going to post all of them. There's going to be, I think, 20 pictures. Different businesses doing dressing up their skeleton.
Where did you think of this? This is a great idea.
Yeah, and so they're sponsoring a skeleton, so they're trying to get their creative juices flowing, and the best skeleton, based on the community's votes, will be the winner. So we're posting them all on Facebook, so check our social media channels, and then on the 28th through the 31st of October, we will pick a winner.
How much fun is that?
I know.
And it makes sense because, you know, you decorate a tree for Christmas.
Yep.
Why not decorate a skeleton Halloween?
Yeah. I saw a sneak peek of the city of Wahpeton.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to be fun.
People get really creative with stuff like this. Kudos for coming up with that. That's a great idea,
so,
by the way.
Yeah. We're trying to, you know, bring some cheery cheeriness to the community in October.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, Mix and Mingle's coming up October 10th. So, a business, this is to you. We still have booth space available.
Okay.
And the community, there's free food. Well, there's food with a ticket.
You know how to get to us. Free food.
Free food with a ticket price. I guess. But it's a big swag event, and you get to know all the businesses in the community that are participating. It's over at the Wahpeton Event Center from 5 to 7:30 on October 10th.
You're going to have a good turnout for that.
I hope so.
I got a feeling.
I hope so.
Katie Robber, always great to have you in here kicking us off on a Monday.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you for your time.
Have a great week.
You did the same.
And cheer on the Cats, and we will talk next Monday, okay?
Go Wildcats.
You bet. 917 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Troubled times. Well, it's a miracle in itself. And we know too well what that's about. Still, we made it through. Only God knows how. We must have had a